Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we didn't play as well as we would have liked to offensively. In the first half, we just never really got into a rhythm. And I didn't do a good enough job for us to keep the ball moving and to make plays. But I'm proud of the way we continued to battle. And in the second half, in the fourth quarter, we stepped up and made some big plays after mistakes. And we didn't blink. And it was a good team win.
The last touchdown drive to give y'all the lead, what was going on there? What was working for y'all there when Devontae?
Yeah, that was a well-executed drive by us across the board. I thought our offensive line did a great job in terms of pass protection. Devontae did a nice job out of the backfield. Everybody was involved. Jacob Tammy made a really nice catch on a seam route that was low. And Roddy comes up after we think we have the touchdown, comes up with a huge fourth down play that kept the game going. And I was really, fired up for him. That was a great play. But there was no blink. Guys just continued to compete, and that was a good team win.
Do y'all hear the cheers of Roddy when he gets the 16-yarder there?
Yeah. We heard it. I was trying to call the play, so I was like, but, I was fired up. I mean, he played really clutch for us down the stretch, and, he's a great player. Has been for a long time, and he's going to continue to do those kind of things for us this year.
Matt, you talked about being fired up. Your teammates said they were fired up when you took on that safety in the sideline. Talk about that play, why you decided to do it, and Roddy said he didn't want you to get a concussion.
That's one of those situations where I was on the sideline. Yards are important at that time, and time is most important. And so it felt like I was in a position. I was trying to look down the field to see if anything was opening up and decided to go for the sideline. Felt like I was in a position to try and, get as much as I could get and wanted to protect myself, obviously, going there, just put my shoulder down and try to get as many yards as I could.
Do you understand why a play like that would fire your teammates up?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't doing it to try and fire anybody up. I was just doing it because I felt like it was the right thing to do at the time in the situation of the game.
Matt, when you guys went up today, Matt Bryant, thanks to off the uprights, you had three turnovers and a touchdown reversed in the last minute, and you went anyway. Do you allow yourself to maybe look past the here and now of the game and just say,
I think good teams find ways to win, even when it's not pretty. I didn't certainly play my best football today, but we still found a way to get it done, and guys kept competing. And I think that's, what Dan talks about all the time is regardless of the situation, you have to go out there, you have to compete. And, I think guys did that today. And hopefully, regardless of how the rest of the season shakes out, I mean, we can't worry about that. We got to take it one game at a time. But, if we continue to do that, I think we'll be okay.
Do you like a short week? You got one coming up. You back at it on Thursday against the arch rival.
Yeah, you have no choice but to like a short week. That's the way the schedule goes. And having done this a number of times now, I think – you understand you have to get as much rest as you possibly can between now and Thursday night and take care of your body. We'll be on top of our game plan. I don't have any, concerns about that. But we've really got to make sure that everybody's doing a great job getting themselves prepared.
As we're waiting on the replay of the non-touchdown, did you think it was going to be overturned? And were you trying to prepare for that eventuality, or were you surprised?
At this point, I think playing as long as I have, I think when you're in those situations, nothing surprises you. You don't know how it's going to shake out. And so I always, in those situations, have prepared for what do we got to do if we're back on the field. I think that, you hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I mean, that's kind of the way I always approach that. And so we kind of knew what we wanted to do in that situation. I thought Kyle called a great play. And Roddy, did a great job of beating man-to-man coverage in a tight situation.
Where were you on the touchdown run? When did you know you didn't have to go back out there?
Man, I saw him. I was kind of standing behind the sideline and just, I saw the interception. Wasn't sure if he was inbounds or out of bounds. So I was kind of like, all right, if he's out, I got to mentally prepare. Let's go, you know, take care of business on this drive. And then I saw him running. And then there were kind of bodies flying all over the place on the sideline, you know, and try to stay away from that. But that was a great play by Robert. And I can't say enough about what our defense did the entire day. You know, when you turn the football over three times, you put them in a really tough spot. But they played great. Yeah, I didn't want to get a penalty. You never know kind of in those situations, you know, what's going to happen, and you don't want to give up any yards. And so I said, let's go. We're done. We did what we needed to do. And then we had to come back out. But that was just what happened in that situation.
Matt, moving forward, are you ever at all concerned about Julio? You know, he's got a little nick here, a little nick there, you know, get stretched out for a game, stuff like that. Are you ever concerned? Are you like, hey, this guy's going to go? I know he's going to go.
I mean, you know, obviously you never know, but, I mean, he's so tough. I mean, he really is. He's just – he's a warrior. He wants to compete. And, you know, again, I mean, he goes out and plays as hard as he possibly can every time he goes onto the field. So he's a guy, you know, I love having in our locker room, and we're just fortunate, you know, that he's a part of our organization.
What does it mean for him to not only fall on the football to get that touchdown, but to also get a block earlier – same drive to spring Devontae?
Yeah, I mean, that's just who he is, right? I mean, obviously we all know he's capable of making unbelievable plays in the pass game, but he's so unselfish. I mean, he goes out there and he blocks extremely hard. Our wide receivers compete on the outside in the run game probably as well as anybody in the league, and, you know, he's a big part of that. And so he's a competitor. I mean, that's kind of who he is, and it doesn't matter if I threw it to him or whatever. He's a football player, and he knows what it takes to get it done, and that was a huge play.
What did it mean to have Jacob Tammy back in the offense today?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, I think he's a big part of what we want to do offensively. You know, obviously he made a bunch of really critical catches for us. I think of the seam route in the two-minute drive. That was a great catch. He's a versatile player and kind of a pro's pro, so I thought he did a nice job for us today.
On the Devontae, over 190 again total yards. How's that watching him energize the offense?
Man, it's awesome. You know, you see what he's capable of doing week in and week out. It's fun to watch, and you know, he's a great competitor. I mean, that's kind of the touchdown run at the end. You know, where he's able to, you know, he gets hit and keeps going and makes a guy miss and just finishes that run into the end zone. To me, you know, that's probably, I mean, he's a really talented guy, but those kind of things are the things that you love to see and show just how much grit he has. And I think he's done a really nice job for us.